Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Billy Joel, for that song. It was fantastic. It sure beats that communist tune by Bruce Saperstein. Yes, Governor Christie's chanteuse. Yeah, you ever hear Born in the USA and all the jerks go, Born in the USA? They don't listen to the words. He's denouncing the USA. Born in the USA, he's cool, man. Are we going to Colorado for the weekend? Yeah, we're in trouble. You want some headlines? I'll give you a headline. I went to see the movie with Mark Wahlberg about the lone survivor in Afghanistan, Luttrell. What a great movie. Now, the communists said it was pro-war. I don't think so. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, it showed how dangerous and risky a war is. And the communist also said that it was a good anti-war movie. Well, any movie is an anti-war movie because as soon as you see the first guy die, you say, hey, you know, let's get out of here. It was a good movie, and it was well portrayed. You never would want to be in the Hindu Kush on your own. I can tell you that right now. And I never realized how steep those mountains were. I knew they were high, and I knew they, like the Hindu Kush is, you know, I think they have a name for it, on the mountains of the gods or something, because they were really up in the clouds. But those four Navy SEALs that got trapped up there. The sad part about the movie is that what happened was they were setting up and taking cover positions, waiting for night to fall, to initiate an attack and get a Taliban chief in a Taliban village. And from where they were located, they could spot the Taliban chief, and they identified him. What happened was, in the movie, you'll see that the two young goat-herded boys and an old man happened to be moving goats up the mountain, and they fell upon the SEALs that were in cover. And then the decision was made to let them go, which was the wrong call. I got to say it. They had three options. One was to tie him, and the guy says the wolves would get him. And another guy said, let him go, and another guy said, we have to terminate them, or we're going to compromise the mission. So they all agreed to let them go, and as soon as they let them go, they ran down and told 200 Taliban, there was four guys up in the mountain. And as a result, three of the four died. And if the movie is true to the story, a rescue chopper full of other SEALs was taken out by an RPG. And that was the heartbreak. And the other thing that the other lesson of the mission that went wrong, the other lesson is that the radio communications suck. And they sucked on 911, and they still suck today. We got to get a better communications. If NSA can compromise 100,000 Chinese military computers, surely we can get something going so guys can talk to each other from anywhere in the world, on top of anything, or down in anywhere. But we got to work on that. Very good movie. I'll tell you what it showed. It showed pro-American, pro-God. As a matter of fact, one of the opening scenes, they're all laying in the water in SEAL training, and they're singing Silent Night. Of course, the ACLU will want that movie banned from all the bathhouses. Yeah, give me a break, man. So it was pro-God, pro-country, pro-duty, honor, and sacrifice. It's the one word that nobody ever uses, but sacrifice comes in a lot. And it was really sad to see these guys were outnumbered 200 to 4. And it also showed that there was a lack of gunships to protect the CH-47s. And, of course, that also took place when SEAL Team 6 went down, and we lost 26 Americans in a CH-47 crash. That one I have on my website. I have a tribute to those guys. And at the end of this movie, they show a picture of every guy who served and died, and his name, and they show him one in his military composure, and then they show him one with his family to let you know that these people have children, they have wives, you know, they're not as big supermen. They are supermen, but they're family men too, and they're God and country guys, and they just won't take no for an answer when somebody craps on the USA, like that Jake Tapper from the Communist News Network, who tried to bait Luttrell and get him to say that the war is futile. And I think Luttrell should have beat him up. I think that if Luttrell had beat him up on stage, that if he got a flashback and thought he was Taliban, yeah, we would have seen him sailing around the studio. Yeah, that would have been poetic injustice, or just plain old good old American down home justice. So you're going to like the movie. You're going to like it. And what it shows is brotherhood. And this is the key to the spirit of America. And once that key is destroyed, then we're no better than any other country. And the reason that we're different is because we are the United States, and somebody is trying to break us up. Somebody is playing one against the other. Somebody is playing the divide and conquer game. Instead of being one color, red, white, and blue, we're being segmentized, and we're being played one against the other. And the goal for that is destroy the country. Once the nation is divided, it's easy to destroy. Like Abe Lincoln, who freed the slaves, said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." Yes. So, having said that, I don't want to tell you how the movie goes, but you all know the ending. But there's some good scenes in there. The opening scene is a very good scene. And you got to pay attention to the opening scene because it gets played. It has a lot to do with the ending scene. So that much I'll tell you. So in other news today, Planned Parenthood reports Christianity is going down. Well, you're killing all our kids. Why wouldn't it go down? And a SAFE Act, Cuomo official uses a handgun as a laser pointer during a presentation. You don't need more than 6 bullets to kill a deer. I suppose the deer has a gun. You never thought of that, did you, smarty? Yeah, give me a break. I'm taking fire. There's 2 reindeer up here. And Governor Cuomo. You know what? Governor Cuomo is living proof that politics gives you the politicians you deserve. Do you think New York deserved Governor Andy Cuomo? This guy is like, he's an off-the-shelf, a rag doll. Unbelievable. He's like a prize that you get when you knock over the milk bottles. Yeah, oh man, it's terrible. Here's one that says, if Christie had simply registered Democrat, the press would ignore the scandal. I believe that. I believe that. I think that if Christie runs against Hillary and Christie wears a dress, Christie will beat Hillary for being better looking. And you know, looks is everything. If you want a president, he can't be ugly. They're criticizing Mama Obama. I won't get into that. I don't do that. Here's one convenient. Saudi men agree. Women cause sexual assault by being women. Yes, she lured me on. She showed me her ankle. Obama funds hardcore porn project. My friends, the government has so much money to waste. It's really funny. And, you know, when they raise the minimum wage, they're giving themselves a raise too. You know that, right? You think if they raise your minimum wage by $3, you're getting the whole $3. It's like winning the lotto. The government takes their cut. Yeah. So, somebody's suing over hot coffee again. Well, listen, that's what Somebody said there's one lawyer for every 265 people in the United States. Is that true? Oh, and Governor Christie is set to address the bridge traffic scandal. Yes, he gave the green light. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Poor Governor Christie. All he wanted to do was make New Jersey right for America. Yeah, don't they all? Isn't that? Give me speech 27, the one that says, I love this country. Yeah, they all got pre-written speeches. They don't write their own speeches. What happened? A cop got shot? Oh, give me my speech about banning guns for policemen. Yeah, did he shoot back? Oh, yeah, okay, I need the speech. Banning guns for policemen. Let's see. This guy we're not going to listen to. The kitchen remedy for acid reflux. You know what works? Tums for the tummy. Or my Lanta, that's my favorite. Spearmint. Yeah, and of course, you know, you got to reach for the bottle when they put the tomato sauce on the spaghetti. At least in my house. Care packages shipping out to the troops today. These guys out there in the Hindu Kush, man, they're doing a tremendous job, and they get spit on. And when they get wounded, they get lousy treatment. They're not getting taken care of. But if you were a Democrat and you hurt your pinky toe, they would have a concert. Bruce Springsteen would have a fundraising concert for your pinky toe. Yes, we're going to have a concert. Everybody's going to be there. It's going to be in Colorado because they have free weed and unemployment. Yeah. Is Chris Christie less believable? Oh, my God. This is Ann Coulter. Is Chris Christie less believable than Tawana Brawley? Woo! This girl is really... Did you know Rachel Maddow was in charge of NBC? Is Rachel Maddow the most liberal media personality? Hey, Maddow. Dear fellow conservative, I agree with MSNBC. I find it hard to believe that Governor Chris Christie knew nothing about his staff's plotting a massive traffic jam on the ramp to the George Washington Bridge for political retribution. On the other hand, I also find it hard to believe that Obama didn't know his own IRS was auditing his political enemies. My friends, that's a very serious one, because if they can do that, then they can follow any orders. And I find it hard to believe that Obama didn't know you wouldn't be able to keep your doctor under Obamacare. I can keep my doctor. Hold on a second. Let me just dial him up. Phone's disconnected. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We lost our country. And people are just finding out about it. You know, it's like a by-the-way conversation now. Oh, did you know we lost our country? You know, I just heard that the other day. Yeah, Obama vows to bypass Congress and rule by decree. He is the Grand Mufti, the Grand Muttonhead. You want to hear that story? We know it already, right? Socialists and Soros fight for Article 5 convention. A study reveals this guy Soros is the Dr. Caligari of 21st century America. A study reveals the identity of several progressive and socialist organizations. Progressive and socialist is the same as communist. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. The Rhino Party is now the Democrat Party. And so who's left? Who's going to save the country? Morty, anybody? Yeah, they're getting Soros money. FBI investigation of IRS scandal called a sham. Mueller, I call him. He has been nothing but effective. Ineffective. Nothing but ineffective. I guess two negatives make a positive. Isn't that what they say? Well, this guy is a double negative, and I'm positive about that. Yeah. The Justice Department is facing criticism. Hey, cut it out, you guys. You're going to like the movie. The only thing about the movie, you know, The Last Survivor, The only thing about the movie is I'm afraid that Mark Wahlberg one day will stand up and pull a Matt Damon or a what's that other guy's name? It's named after Cambodia that fell to the communists. The Sean Phnom Penh. Yeah. He's going to pull that, and all his fans are going to go, oh, no, not another one. Oh, God, why are you doing this to us? Giving us heroes we can't believe in. You can't believe in any Hollywood hero. George Clooney, I call him Clowney, he's saving all the artwork from the Nazis tonight. Yeah, never put on a pair of fatigues, never ran a hill, never qualified under rifle range. But tonight, he's saving all the artwork for Hollywood. America's economic freedom score drops again. Well, you know what? There's 74,000 people. That's not a lot of people. And I think once that they get the airline tickets to Colorado down real low, most of the country will be in Colorado. I say in my book, if horse manure was the greatest high, the paddocks would be full of Americans. The racetracks, when the coming out of the gate would first come the horses and then all the junkies right behind. Yeah. And they'd be hanging around the winner's circle. New York Common Core web link sends kids to explicit sex quiz. Put an end to this Common Core now. Get your kids out of communist cucumber school. You're gonna have to have your kid wear a wire going to school to find out what he's really being taught. Not when you're looking, but when you're not looking. So tonight, you train your kid how to wear a wire and to lean in when the teacher talks. Yeah, you don't think that's not going to happen? I'll bet you it happens. Within this coming year, some father and mother are going to have their kid wear a wire to school. Yeah, they're talking about that Jesus was a communist. Yeah, best-selling author, we don't want to hear about a best-selling author unless it's me. New York, New Jersey, get the truth about retirement plans. You know what a retirement plan is? The government has a drone watching your 401k all the time. Yes, just when you think you're going to collect it. You're gonna go to the bank and say, I want to cash in into my 401k. Say, oh, you can't have a lump sum. Not anymore. What we're going to do is we're going to give you a chit. And you're going to say, I don't want no chit. I want my money. No, sorry, you got to take the chit. Yeah. Care packages. Care packages are going to the troops. That's great. The Great Sausage Maker Cookbook. That must be Mike Savage's show. Tonight he's talking about life after death. Did a whole hour on life after death. The country is dying. He's worried about life after death. Let me tell you. You know, they may charge you to get into heaven. You know, if the government gets there first. Yeah, we're in trouble. Hillary busted in a monster lie. You want to hear that one? You know what the lie is. This is the B of Benghazi. I don't believe she had a blood clot. I don't believe she had an aneurysm. I don't believe it. Approve it. Prove it to me. Approve it. She didn't. Okay. Here's my test tube. Yeah. Former Secretary of State. Notice it's former Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton lied to the American people about Benghazi. She did more than lie. She killed. A congressman who recently returned from a fact-finding trip to Libya told World News Daily. You had to go there to find out. All you had to do was ask a Panetta. Why did he cover up for Hillary? You remember what Panetta said? We can't go in there, guns are blazing. We don't know the layout. You don't know the layout, then you got over 40 people there stuck in a building. It is terrible. And you don't know the layout? What kind of homework do you do? Oh, I don't do homework. I only copy it. You know what you need? You need a little bone-diddy-bone-bone.
bomb 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 bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb because they're told they can't pray. Oh, that's one of the things you're going to see in this movie. They got the two goat herder boys, and they got an old man in deciding what to do. And one of the comments in the movie, there are guys doing 20 years in Leavenworth for taking war prizes. I said, my God, I hope that's not true. I hope that's not true. I know there's at least 11 or 12 guys there that were politically corrected right into Fort Leavenworth. And, you know, they do debate that issue. They do mention that. The threat of Fort Leavenworth and, you know, the rules of engagement. But, like I say, they tied them up. They had them tied up, and they said, you're going to leave them for the wolves. Well, you know what? They would have a chance to get out of being tied up. They should have tied them up and left them there. That would have given them maybe an hour, 2 hours. The sun was still up. The wolves wouldn't be out. The kids could scream and scream. If the kids don't come back, somebody would be coming looking for them. So that would have been the route to take. But then hindsight is 2020, right? So what do we got here? Why are we still here or there, but no really why? Those seem to be burning questions on most military members' minds these days, given the loss of Fallujah to Al-Qaeda. The gift that Obama gave to Al-Qaeda of Fallujah, the quagmire in Afghanistan, now it's a quagmire. It's a quagmire. When the Americans turn on other Americans, it's called a quagmire. The threat to pensions and benefits from Congress. The threat to morale from a never-ending ops tempo. The threat to morale from what can only be described as creep from the stateside locations. And the threat to family stability. It's not a mystery why so many are considering leaving. The goal of the Soviet Union is to disintegrate the American military, and communists all over the world work for that goal every day, including the communists in Washington, D.C., led by the president of the Politburo and his minions. In deployed locations, senior personnel seem to be more worried about reflective belts and hand sanitizer being used appropriately more than anything else. At home, you have to contend with courtesy patrols in the PX or commanders using their spouse's Facebook page to stalk other spouses' pages, and then the threat of them using anything they find against the serving member if it could be construed as detrimental to morale. Although I think the ops tempo and the long in-garrison hours filled with mandatory events on the weekends does not quite enough damage to morale all on its own. I just want to go back on that NSA thing where everybody is worried about their privacy being invaded. When I heard that 100,000 Chinese government computers, military computers, had bugs in them, I said, you know what? You can tap my phone. You keep me safe from the Chinese, you can tap my phone. And there's no proof that they're doing that. Oh, by the way, the New York Times made that announcement. So they told China, hey, China, the government, the U.S. is, they're bugging your computers. Don't forget, the New York Times also endorsed Stalin and Fidel Castro, called him the George Washington of Cuba. The New York Times has been working for the communists a long, long time. Did you know that they wouldn't let McCain send in his editorial when he was running for a president? But Obama got front page. Did you know that? You think that that's freedom of speech? Communists don't believe in freedom of speech, only their speech. Despite this, many servicemen and members are willing to sacrifice, but it starts to hit home when it comes to the families and their lives. You know, I watched Hegel giving a speech to the troops. It was the most depressing speech I ever heard. Yes, we're going to have cuts. Yes, we're tough. We can absorb them. He ain't absorbing shit. Yes, and not only that, I can eat a lunch for a dollar in the Senate lunchroom. Yeah. And that's without the coupon. Yeah, and he's talking to the troops and saying, yeah, we're going to have to tighten our belts. And then I hear he's talking about closing the commissaries, the PXs, where these people get discounts on food so they can live on the low pay they're making. And he's talking about closing them. And you know what happens when he closes them? The service personnel got to go out and pay 30% more in the open market. And right now there's some communist rat yelling, yeah, that's right. They let them live like the rest of us. Oh, yeah, are you living like the rest of them? Are you up in the Hindu Kush tonight setting off landmines? Yeah. Demining the road? Yeah. I love it. I love it, you know. I pay your salary. They never say that to Obama, though. Obama said, you don't pay my salary. I came here with $3 million. Wait till you see what I leave with. Yeah. Gallows humor only takes it so far. Let me see here. It's one thing to know you have to leave your family. It's another altogether to hear your 3-year-old tearfully asking you over Skype why you aren't home or flat out refuse to talk to you because they're angry that you're once again gone. I never gave that any thought. But I'm sure it happens. Going back to the closing of the PXs and the commissaries, you know who works in those commissaries? The wives of guys that are serving overseas, trying to make an extra buck so they don't have to put 2 orange juices back on the shelf until next week. Oh, yeah, yeah. And you want to know something else I'm coming to realize? And my wife realized it before I did. There's a lot of poor people in this country. A lot of poor people. You look at all the trailer homes in this country. And here's another thing. I saw a movie last night on TV. It's in Spanish. And it's about Mexico and the corruption of the police in Mexico and how citizens are dogs and have no rights. It's really sad. I gotta look for this movie again, and then I'll tell you more about it. But just to give you one example, you know, we've got Afghanistan and Iraq right south of the border here because those people are being murdered. 50 to 70,000 Mexicans have been killed by the drug lords, and they did it with Eric Holder's guns. They cut the heads off, and they put them out on the corners. They open fire on people in towns where children are coming out of school. They cut the arms and legs and throw them in different rooms and the torsos in another room. These people, they're back to the days of the Mayan conquistadors. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And I got a feeling that's one of the big secrets that the press is also covering up. Because if you knew the violence and the murders that are taking place and all the bad people that are coming over that border along with helpless people, they're infiltrating with the helpless that they're killing. You think somebody's going to... Here's one scene. There's a train. There's a train probably heading up towards the border, and on the top of the train are 200 Mexicans, men and women, riding on the top. The police stop the train. They take everybody off the top of the train. Then they pick out certain people to go to jail, and they pick out women. And they put them on trucks, and they take them to the jail. The rest of the people are trying to get back on the train, and out of the bushes, out of the reeds, come guys with machetes to cut them up. It's a mind blower. It's an absolute mind blower. And if that's what's going on in Mexico, you know what? That's worse than in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Alas, these people, and you know what? There is a mayor, a beautiful girl. I have a picture of her. Her name was Maria Santos Gostieria or something like that. She, her husband was the mayor of a small town. He opposed the drug lords. So when him and his wife were in the car, they gunned them down. He died. She survived. And I have a picture of her, and she has got a feeding tube in her stomach, and she's got the bullet holes in her arm and in her side. And she is a beautiful woman. And she's already disfigured. So her husband was the mayor. He stood up against the narco-terrorists, and they killed him. So she ran for office. And she was taking her daughter to school, and you can see how prevalent the narco-terrorists' influences in Mexico. And you think they're going to give up their business because Colorado went... legalized drugs, and they stopped her car when she was taking her daughter to school, and they dragged her out, and she said, "Please don't hurt my daughter," and they gunned her down, and then they mutilated her body. So we've got Afghanistan and Iraq and Somalia right south of the border, and you wait to see what happens. Okay, so having said that, let me see. The military pays lip service to the whole person concept while treating everyone as a number. Why? Because it doesn't matter to a number if they're home 6 months or home 3 months or what their being gone does to their family. Numbers don't have families. Numbers do as they are told, which is fine if you want a military made up of automatons. But the truth of the matter is that we need creative, intelligent people in our military. You're not going to get them if the military has been sissified and real men won't hang around to find out how bad it's going to get. It is really sad. One suggestion would be National Guard units that want to remain American to have high standards and build that team. But I guarantee you, if you're the best, that they're going to use you up first. They're going to use you up to get rid of you because the communists are running the country and you don't know it yet. Alas, these people, not numbers, are becoming more concerned with their families and the lives of those who serve under them, and they're starting to leave the military. This does not bode well for our next conflict. Robin Olds, Jimmy Doolittle, and all those other guys that commanders like to drag out in speeches would have no place in our modern Air Force. This is sad. He who controls the skies rules the world. He who controls the skies rules the world. And if you want somebody else ruling the world, I guarantee you, you will not be free for too long. The first commander I worked for was not a big man physically. We actually wore the same flight suit size, but his personality more than made up for it. He would stalk through the halls, popping in and out of offices just to check on things because it was important for him to know who was working for him, and he would tell people, execute with precision and excellence. It had almost a Picardian make-it-so quality about it. You got to see the bravery of these guys, totally outnumbered, totally, it's a one that they can get around off. At the time, my bars were still so blue they squeaked, and so I didn't understand why you should have to tell people this or what it even meant. After all, we were in the best Air Force in the world. Shouldn't they just know that? But as time passed, I started seeing why he would feel the need to remind us, and I've started wondering if maybe Congress and the senior leadership, on down to the squadron leadership, heard it more often, then maybe it would make a difference. I remember hearing one of my squadron senior NCOs say, "This isn't the Air Force I joined." Looking at what goes on lately, I can honestly say, when they sissified it, they destroyed it. Mike Savage says that aircraft carriers are floating brothels. I think it's time to take the women out of the military and put them back in the kitchen. Oh, I'm getting hate mail. It's tied to rocks coming through my window. I'm military. Hey, the truth hurts. If you can't do a pull-up, honey, you're not coming to rescue me. You're not coming up a ladder in my apartment house on fire to carry me down, because I know I'll be bouncing all the way. You got to see these guys in this movie. You want to see guys jumping from jumping down a mountain. You'll feel the pain all the way down. Our military is still the best in the world for now. But it seems that many in leadership have forgotten their primary mission. We got too many prosecuting attorneys in the military, and they're all ACLU indoctrinated. There's 12 guys in Leavenworth that I know about, and they all are not guilty. And if the communists will tell you, better to let 100 murderers go than one innocent man hanged for murder. Yeah. How about letting 12 Americans go to serve their country? How about shortening their sentences? How about taking a few years off the Abu Ghraib boys? Oh, out of sight, out of mind. Isn't that a song? Here's a guy. He says, a friend of mine sent me this, and I'd like to share it with you. And it's a picture of a Marine. That's his logo. Ray, Jesus is the Son of God. That's his statement. Bob, did you hear about the Obama administration scandal? Jim, you mean the Mexican gun running? No, the other one. You mean SEAL Team 6, Extortion 17? No, the other one. You mean the State Department lying about Benghazi? No, the other one. You mean the voter fraud? No, the other one. You mean the military not getting their votes counted? Did you ever hear about that? Did the press cover that up real good? You bet they did. They covered that. Do you mean the president demoralizing and breaking down the military? And don't forget, he replaced 200 officers with his own choice and forced them out or demoted them. No, the other one. You mean the Boston bombing? No, the other one. You mean the president arming the Muslim Brotherhood? No, the other one. The IRS spying on the press? No, the other one. Sebelius shaking down health insurance executives? Let's talk about health insurance for a minute. I wondered while I was watching all this health crap unveil that the insurance companies were quiet as church mice. And then I learned today they're going to be bankrolled by the federal government, win, lose, or draw. So that's why they're not saying anything, and they're contributing to the Democrat Party. Sebelius are shaking down health insurance executives? No, the other one. The NSA monitoring our phone calls, emails, and everything? No, the other one. The president ordering the release of nearly 10,000 illegal immigrants from jails and prisons and falsely blaming the sequester? No, the other one. The president's threat to impose gun control by executive order in order to bypass? No, the other one. The president's repeated violation of the law requiring to submit a budget no later than the first Monday. No, the other one. The president's unconstitutional recess appointments in an attempt to circumvent the Senate's advising consent role. No, the other one. The State Department interfering with an inspector general investigation on departmental sexual misconduct. No, the other one. HHS employees being given inside information on Medicare Advantage? No, the other one. Clinton, the IRS clapper and holder, all lying to Congress? No, the other one. I give up. Oh, wait, I think I got it. You mean the 65 million low-information voters that stuck us again with the most corrupt administration in America? Yeah, that's the one. How's that? Did you hear? That hits the nail on the head, doesn't it? Let's take a little run back in. We'll give you a tune, check the time. Frustrated military was that topic. Oh, I'd be frustrated, man. I used to bitch when times were good. Yeah. Well, Frankie Lane is looking for a girl.
Someday you will seek me and find me. Someday of the days that shall be. Oh, surely you will come and remind me of a dream that is calling for you and for me. And someday when the winter is over, someday in the flush of the spring, my soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king. My soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king.
I was just looking at something from Newt Gingrich. He's plugging St. Jude's Hospital. That was founded by Danny Thomas, a Lebanese Christian, I believe, and a wonderful entertainer who never had to get dirty like the crap we have today. And he founded St. Jude's Hospital for Children. So if you got a few bucks and you want to make somebody happy, take a look at St. Jude's. Salvation Army is my favorite. The head of the Salvation Army makes $24,000 a year. The head of the Red Cross makes $850,000. Okay? Who's giving me a better bang for my buck than that little lady out there and that gentleman out there with the kettle? And I seem to recall that Target threw the Salvation Army off one of their parking lots. One Christmas, about two Christmases ago. And God punished them. They got 70 million customers who've had their credit card information. Yeah. God is an accountant. President Obama has problems with credibility, as the world well knows, after he disingenuously insisted, I want to know where he was the night of Benghazi. I want to know when he signed off and nobody could talk to him. From that day, from that minute to the very next day when he showed for work, I want to know what he did in every second of that time. He has problems with credibility. That's a bullshit answer. We know what his problem is. He hates the country. And he's a guy that won the lotto, and he spends like it. World, if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. And if you like your mortician, you can keep your mortician. Yeah. Now it turns out that the Democrat most political observers believe will try to replace Obama as president apparently also has problems telling the truth. I want to know how she ever got away with accepting a $450,000 bribe delivered by her brother and then being forced in the press to return it to the Vignali drug family, and her brother returned it 50 grand short. Did she take a cut? Did her brother take a cut? And did the Vignali drug family really forgive it, or they settled for a smaller favor? Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lied to the American people about Benghazi. I don't believe the blood clot. A congressman who recently returned from a fact-finding trip to Libya told WMD. He also said she lied to Congress. His name is Representative Steve King from Iowa, Republican from Iowa. Peter King from New York, he sold out at the Tea Party. Peter King is a stack-em-up player. You stack him in my favor, I'll play for you. But Steve King from Iowa was unequivocal when WorldNet Daily asked him, what makes you so certain that Hillary Clinton lied? Because, King replied, I heard her with my own ears. And what contradicted her? The facts. King also had a blistering response for a famous question posed by Clinton. During a Senate committee hearing, January the 23rd, 2013, when asked what caused the death of four Americans in Benghazi, Clinton responded indignantly, at this point, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Let's get this over with. I have a queendom to ascend. I have a throne to ascend to. I think I noticed Peter King. His name is Steve King. I think I know this guy by face, and he's a good guy. I like him. I saw him. I'm pretty sure that's him. I'm going to look up his picture later. WorldNet Daily asked King if he had an answer for her. The reason it makes a difference, Hillary Clinton, is because this administration lied to the American people. Her voice was one of those voices that lied to the American people. Then I got a video of the burning in Benghazi. All the people on some kind of welfare subsidy, illegals, liberals, and dead people will vote for the low-life Hillary Clinton. Vote Democrat and your prayers will be answered. These are guys that are commenting. Sunshine Kid says it's hard to understand how those who have been lied to can continue to support the party that tells the most lies, yet despise the party that demands honesty in government, less spending, and less taxation. You know, taxed enough already? Taxed enough already. Oh, that's the truth. The government wastes. They're like a money junkie. The more taxes you send them, the more they need. And there's too many people working for the government. You got to go out and become entrepreneurs. You got to sell the Frankfurters out of the little stands and make $9,000 a week. I believe tax-free. I believe that most of the idiots haven't a clue as to what the Tea Party stands for. Too stupid, and probably most of them are liars themselves, so what difference does it make? Don't you know, this is from Zane Zidane, don't you know that if Shakespeare were alive today, he would have a field day with these gruesome twosomes, Obama bin Laden and Madame Macabre? Yeah, he would. Since when has Clinton ever told the truth? Hey, Top, Hillary, he calls her Hillary, and Bill's is past a time, and Bill's pastime is coming due. How can anyone that calls themselves an American vote for them? Bill was a confirmed convicted felon from reporting to Fort Chaffee, Arkansas. Then Carter gave him and others amnesty. Old Sarge, non-vet 68 to 70, God bless you, Sarge. Yes, you're the spirit of America, and you're still fighting. the war goes on. Maybe that should be the slogan. You're right. They should be tortured first. Somebody else. I'm as frustrated as anyone else is, and I don't advocate them because that solves nothing. Besides, AI, do not advocate violence. I'm not a troll piggy, as called by Gutter Falcon. Gutter Mouth is more appropriate for him. Oh, well, some people are frustrated more than others. What can I tell you? As long as we do everything within our means and we preserve the Constitution, because then we won't have any means, and then we will all be vigilantes. Okay, Spanglish, Obamacare site insults Hispanics. Yeah, well, I got a feeling that the Spaniards are not too thrilled with the body of death, Parte de la Muerte, because they killed too many niños. And Spanish people, for the whole, are Viva Cristo Rey people. And when they see that the devil is running the Parte de la Muerte, they're gonna break away. They just need a wake-up call. So, let's see if there's anything else. Oh, here's one I wanted to get to tonight. California teacher tells first grader to stop talking about Jesus. This is from Fox. Gates on Hannity. I felt Obama was suspicious of military's motives. Hey, he was brainwashed by the communists as a child. California teacher tells first grader to stop talking about the Bible. Oh, she's a girl, little girl. California teacher tells first grader to stop talking about the Bible. The parents of a 6-year-old girl said their daughter was humiliated. You know what? You know how? Just think of yourself. You're sensitive, right? I'm sensitive, right? I mean, I've suffered slings and arrows for many moons, as the Indians would say. Imagine a 6-year-old kid. Her world is as bright as all the stars in the sky. Everything is coming up roses. And then she gets humiliated by a teacher. A teacher interrupted the child's one-minute speech and told her to sit down because she's not allowed to talk about the Bible in school, attorneys for the California family allege. The incident occurred December 19th, 6 days before Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, you know, in the year of our Lord. Yeah. I love that. And the Declaration of Independence, it's signed in the year of our Lord, the 1776. Yeah. Do you think the Founding Fathers would approve abortion? Huh? Do you think Patrick Henry would stand up there and say it's a woman's right to choose? Well, he's a man. He doesn't understand. Oh, men do understand. After all, we were created first. And then God said how ugly we were, and he created woman because woman is so beautiful. And that's where we are. And men love women for their beauty. The incident occurred inside a first grade classroom at elementary school in Temecula, California. The previous day, the teacher instructed boys and girls to find something at home that represented a family Christmas tradition. Yeah, what do we expect them to bring in? A joint? They were supposed to bring the item to school and share. Probably if somebody brought a joint, they'd give them 2 minutes instead of one. Yeah, well, they smoked the joint with the teacher. And share the item in a classroom presentation. Bryn Williams decided to bring the Star of Bethlehem that adorned the top of her family's Christmas tree. She also worked on a one-minute presentation to explain that her family's tradition is to remember the birth of Jesus at Christmas time. That's what Christmas time is, honey. Christ Mass. Our Christmas tradition is to put a star on the top of our tree, the little girl said. The star is named the Star of Bethlehem. and the three kings followed the star to find baby Jesus, the Savior of the world. Before the child could utter another word, the teacher intervened, according to Robert Attila, the General Counsel for Advocates for Faith and Freedom, the law firm representing the Williams family. Brin's teacher said, "Stop right there, go take your seat." Tyler said Brin was not allowed to finish her presentation by reciting the Bible verse John 3:16, Tim Tebow's favorite verse. Maybe she should come to school with Tim Tebow and watch Tim tackle the teacher. Yeah, Tyler said the little girl was the only student in the class not allowed to finish her presentation. "Suffer little children to come unto me," said Jesus. After Brin took her seat, the teacher explained to Brin in front of all the other students she was not allowed to talk about the Bible or share its verses, and Tyler said. Gina Williams learned about the incident after she picked her daughter up from school. "She thought she had done something wrong," she told me. "She's traumatized. She thought she was in trouble. The Gestapo chief had harangued her. I told her she was not in trouble, and I was proud of her, and I tried to comfort her on the way home." The following day, Williams met with the principal. The principal confirmed that Brin's teacher did the appropriate thing by stopping her mid-presentation, and there are specific education cones from the Politburo and the Communist Party of America, headed by Obama bin Laden, that protect the school. They're protecting the school from a six-year-old who says John 3:16. The principal then asked Brin, who had tears in her eyes, to come into her office and deliver the same presentation that was censored in the classroom. Afterwards, the principal stood by her decision. She confirmed that there was no way Brin could finish the presentation. The disappointed mom told me it was to protect the other students from being offended. Now, who's telling first-grade students they're being offended? Nobody but communists. You got to get your kids out of this communist cucumber school. It is like a giant virus that is encircling the mind of your child. If you are totally comfortable with public school education, you better confirm it. Like Ronald Reagan said, trust but confirm. And any time you see your child being brainwashed, you got to put a stop to it. We got to do something. I would rather see all of the Catholic colleges closed in the United States and the education money and talent given to the preschoolers, kindergarten, and up to the eighth and grade school students, and then on to high school, because that's the mind that you have to save from poisoning. The principal reportedly told her Brin could write about her beliefs in a journal, but she wasn't allowed to share them aloud with any other student. Suppose she wanted to talk about freedom. Is that the next issue she'll be denied? Give me liberty or give me death? Suppose she stood up and said that. Would they arrest her for being suicidal? Tyler sent a letter to the school district demanding they apologize to Brin and change their policies limiting religious liberty. The disapproval and hostility that Christian students have come to experience, and you know what? All of those Christian parents are paying the government to destroy their child's religiosity. He said, warning that should the school district ignore their concerns, they will file a lawsuit, and the school district sent me the following statement. The Temecula Valley Unified School District respects all students' rights under the Constitution and takes very seriously any allegation of discrimination. Due to the fact that district officials are currently investigating these allegations, it would be inappropriate to provide further comment at this time. Yeah, but the Democratic Party threw God out on the party platform, so half the country is walking away from God. Oh, man, I hope I don't get a request to build an ark. I don't know if I could do it. I was very bad at swinging a hammer. God help us. So, in honor of Brin, the good Christian, and great American and friend of Jesus, I am playing and closing out my show with a tribute to Bryn. Bartender, no champagne. Let me see where I can find this here now. I got to go back to Blog Talk Studio. Here we are. And I'm going to find a good tune. I'm going to find a good tune for Bryn. Hang in there with me. Oh, I got one for you. I got one for you, Bryn. It's also for the troops who serve.